You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Google has revealed which websites have been most affected by right-to-be-forgotten link removal requests. McDonald's has pledged to improve its online advertising targeting efforts, and research has revealed the health of the Thai e-commerce market. Google has released a transparency report detailing right-to-be-forgotten requests it's received from Europeans since May of 2014. The EU right-to-be-forgotten law means that EU citizens can ask search engines to remove links to outdated or inaccurate information about them. The report revealed that Google has evaluated over 1.2 million URLs for removal since the law came into effect, with the search engine removing 42% of requests. The top 10 most removed URLs were also revealed, with Facebook.com being the top domain, accounting for over 10,000 removals. Several other social networks, such as YouTube, Google+, Badoo, and Twitter, were also in the top 10, as well as several online directories, such as ProfileEngine.com and 192.com. The fast food restaurant McDonald's has said it wants to improve its online advertising targeting efforts. Currently, it engages in online display advertising, with programmatic advertising accounting for around half of this. It wants to improve its audience targeting, however, with the type of retailers they shop at and the genre of television they watch being named as particular areas of interest. To acquire this information, it needs to create a global website which serves multiple markets and integrates a single analytics package. It ultimately wants to build a data management platform, or DMP. Currently, it has separate websites for separate markets, which each collect completely different data sets, making combining data and comparing different markets a challenge. A McDonald's spokesperson has commented on the company's online advertising ambitions, saying, "Once we've got that first-party data, we'll be able to combine that with third-party data we're already collecting to create a holistic view of the customer. Wherever they are on the internet, that's the goal. But we're not going to get there until 2017 in most places." Research by Visa has revealed that the e-commerce market in Thailand is growing fast. Online shoppers in the country use e-commerce fairly often, with two-thirds of online shoppers saying they buy online at least once a month. Mobile e-commerce is very popular in the region, with just over half of Thai online shoppers saying they accessed the internet using a mobile phone, and a third saying it was their preferred e-commerce medium. Mobile e-commerce was especially popular amongst men. The main reason given for buying online was the convenience factor, with 40% saying they were motivated by the convenience of getting items delivered directly to their homes or workplaces. Price and choice were much less important factors, cited by just 15% and 8% of respondents respectively. Software, apps, events tickets, travel tickets, and digital entertainment content such as videos, music, and games were the most popular Thai e-commerce product categories. Clothes and accessories, cinema tickets, and online bill payments are predicted as big growth markets for the future. The report also revealed the key reasons why Thai online shoppers sometimes abandoned online shopping carts and failed to buy the item they were interested in, with slow website loading times and difficult to navigate websites being the most commonly cited problems. And finally, online shoppers in France most prefer to have items delivered to their homes, according to research by FEVAD. 81% said home delivery was a preferred delivery option, followed by delivery to a pickup point at 67%, in-store collection at 32%, and delivery to a relative's home at 13%. The research also examined the Christmas shopping intentions of online shoppers. It found that 68% of French internet users were planning on buying at least one Christmas present online. A desire to avoid crowds was cited as a main reason, followed by cheaper prices. The research was carried out before the November Paris attacks, but analysts have predicted that the tragic events may have made online shopping a more appealing option in a climate of increased anxiety about going out shopping in crowded areas. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. I'll see you next time.